Ivy League. You just don't know until you're back in it. Just it's like tournament play. And thought we played really well in a lot of stretches. Expect to be really competitive, and it was physical. And thought we played really well. Except the last 4 minutes, I kind of made a little run and had a couple mental errors. But I think it was healthy for our guys. They went through some tough ones like that last year, didn't get it done. So hopefully that's a little confidence for us moving forward.
Questions? Just wanted to talk about, I don't want to start off on a negative note, sure, per se, but I just want to talk about the press break, because it was so good against Stony Brook, and there was just kind of a three-quarter court. This was more of a full. What did you see? What was different in how you guys were trying to break it?
You know, I think it was, I remember we had two turnovers. One, it was the craziest travel call I've ever seen. That was just a terrible call. I don't know what that is, just bad. So, I think the other one was Isaac made a horrible pass. I think there was only two turnovers in it, right? No, we had four in the second half.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the other turnovers were against press or not.
There was like a timeout call.
We were a little tentative.
I don't know.
I just think playing with the lead, playing with a little expectation, road, you know, like kind of. I think there's a pressure there to win at home, which we struggled with last year, and we knocked it out in the non-conference, but it's different. And even as funny as we were just telling our staff, like, you know, Stony Brook was a great win. It was a tight game. And even just getting those last 4 minutes seemed more intense. I mean, we were wound up. I don't know what to tell you. You get a week in between games. It'll be the same thing next week. It'll be crazy.
Seemed like the first half, the defense struggled, kind of, especially containing them on the offensive boards. What did you tell the guys at halftime?
Yeah, I was okay with our defensive field goal percentage or numbers, but we're a good defensive rebounding team, and I think we get pushed around a little bit, and I can't believe they went with this the officials, this new officiating. It felt very similar to how it's always been once league started, but so we had to do a good job keeping off the boards.
That there were a number of charges called earlier, was that surprising?
It's just unusual that for most of the year there hadn't been many charges called, and they called two of our turnovers were Corey trying to make a post move and guys taking, you know. So I guess we got to adjust to the officiating. Officiating seems that there was one, two. Alex got a charge. Mato got a charge. It's four, and those weren't being called 2 months ago, so I got to read the memos again, because they've tweaked it a little bit, so we got to adjust.
Kressler, their leading scorer, you guys shut him down most of the game. He got hot late. Is that part of the game plan coming in?
We did a great job. He's that guy. You can get a bunch in a hurry, as you saw late in the game. So I think that was we did a good job on him, and hopefully we can duplicate it. I think. Isaac had him a little bit. Alex had a little bit. Isaac had the majority. Miko got him a little bit. And he did a good job. But that kind of opened up some other guys gave them a little bit. Like Smith, he hurt us, I thought. And he's a good freshman. And Cherry. So, you pick your poison a little bit. If you're going to try to knock that out, then those guys are able to get to the basket. So we'll have to work on some things to get better.
Fouled out three of their cards, so.
I guess maybe I shouldn't be so. Yeah, I think some of that was the press late. We did, we got up 18 or something. And the 3-point line, the games can. I've seen it enough on both ends where the games can get shrunk up like that. And they had to play a little bit frenetic that way and shorten the game, or lengthen the game, I'm sorry, with fouls and that. And we didn't make our free throws. And I think it was more of that, just the pressure, full court pressure in the half court. All right, thanks.
Got a question for the players?
It seems like you are really feeling it for a lot of the games, especially early in the second half. You've been playing well in the last couple of games. What's been going well for you?
I think it's just being comfortable with the offense. My teammates are finding me in good positions. I'm able to post up, get open drives, and I think, as the season progresses, the offense, it's tough to guard, so I'm able to just look for different ways to score and, keep attacking. I feel like I have a mismatch, majority of the time. So, yeah.
Either Grant or Isaac, you guys had a lot of success sort of with the back door. They seem to be overplaying everything, overhelping. Was that apparent right away? Is that what you really wanted to attack?
We did want to attack that first. I think teams come into our gym knowing we can shoot the three pretty well. So they try to stop a lot of our stop behinds and stuff like that and handoffs. So that really opens up the back doors, and we wanted to hit them with that quick so they respected our cuts and stuff.
When you guys are coming into a game like this, is there any thought about the fact that, you know, I guess Cornell has been referred to some as the worst team in Division One? Like, do you think about that at all coming in? Is there more pressure that you have to win this game?
No, you know, in this league is so competitive. You know, every game is a close game, and you know, we take each opponent as, you know, the same going in, that we just have to beat.
And as kind of a follow up to that, this is the Ivy opener. Does that add, you know, pressure to kind of what's going on? I mean, the stands are full. You know, things kind of, the atmosphere changes, obviously.
I mean, we love having our fans out there. It obviously helps. But, you know, before this game, as far as us three were concerned, Cornell was 0-0, so nothing else mattered. You know, to answer, there's no way they're the worst team. That's irrelevant. But they're a good team. They play hard. And, you know, we're going to their place next weekend, so it's going to be a tough game. And I think, you know, we just got to, you know, keep working hard and practice.
Grant, Isaac, what do you think made their press effective late in the second half?
They played a little bit smaller and quicker. I think any team in a late situation desperate like that will put some pressure on you. I think we handled it pretty well, though. I know we had a few turnovers, but we also got a lot of fouls and got it up the court a bunch of times. So I think for the most part we handled it pretty well. But we're going to have to go back and practice and focus on that a little bit for next game so we can make sure we're better at that part.
Anything else, guys?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.